Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. We are 8 days away before things get kicked off in New York City for the annual NFL Draft. And today we're joined with one of the top prospects, if not the first pick of the entire 2011 draft. It's cornerback out of LSU. It's Patrick Peterson. Patrick, how you been?
I've been great. How you guys doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I mean, it's been a while. I mean, we saw you down in Mobile. You were working out, so you'd save yourself some time when you arrived at the scouting combine. Talk to the listeners a little bit, Patrick, what these last few months, you know, going down to Mobile to do some workouts and then head into the combine and then all the team visits. I mean, what's that been like the last few months?
The last few months have been fun. So it's been fun to finally go through the process and take all this attention I've been getting, taking it all in, not letting it go to my head. I'm very fortunate process to go through as a young man. I'm taking it all in, thinking God each day, and I'm just waiting on April 28th to come.
Nice. And April 28th, I mean, when we've talked before, you talked about how this was something that's been on your heart since you were playing Pee Wee ball and scoring 6 touchdowns and then not allowed to play anymore. I mean, this has been a goal. Can you believe you're 8 days away, man?
Yeah, it still hasn't set in yet. I try not to think about it. I'm just trying to wait for the 28th to get here. I don't want to build up too much anxiety, you know, going into this process. I just want to stay calm and let the Patrick Peterson out there throughout this whole process.
Nice. And you got your suit picked out for next week?
Yes, sir. I'm already suited and booted.
Nice. Are you going to be wearing any LSU type colors, or can you? You want to give us what look you'll have?
It's going to be a surprise.
Excellent. Once again, Patrick Peterson, the LSU cornerback here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Patrick, I'm curious to ask you as well. I mean, you've been on these team visits. You've been down at the scouting combine. Has there been a particular, I mean, maybe the scouting combine probably will stand out as the most exhausting, but of the most, you know, exhausting, draining experience of the last few months, does anything stick out to you?
Draining? Just the travel. You know, coming back home and leaving the next day, going up to another time zone, just getting that rest, that was kind of key. But that's the only thing that was exhausting about the whole process. But man, if I had a chance to do it again, I definitely want to do it all over again.
Nice. And have you had any favorite moments? Are there any moments over the last couple months that kind of just stand out in your mind that you'll kind of cherish for always?
Actually, all six of them have stood out to me. You know, those guys definitely rode the red carpet for me. You know, and I went there and handled business, you know, as I should have in the first place. So, you know, all six of the business was fun, and all of them sticks out the most to me.
Nice. And I saw you down at the Super Bowl. Did you happen to catch a game when you were down there?
Did I happen to catch the game?
Yeah, I mean, did you attend the game too, or were you just down in Dallas just kind of mingling?
No, I was just down in, actually, I had to leave. I had to go see, just out there, listen to the festivities that was going on throughout the week. Oh. I just went down there, then I had to go to the to receive my Jim Thorpe Trophy that day. So I had to leave. I had to attend that. So I watched the Super Bowl with the Jim Thorpe Committee.
Nice. And you know, I'm sure you've received a lot of trophies. I mean, do you got too many trophies that you don't know what you'll do with them all eventually?
Say it again.
I said, you got so many trophies, you don't know what to do with them all?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I got something planned for. Just make me a room or something to have a huge trophy case in it.
Nice. Excellent. And, you know, I know it's something that's, I know it's something that you desire to be. I mean, that number one pick. I mean, if you aren't the number one pick, I mean, how disappointed are you going to be?
I won't be disappointed at all. Like I said, this is a very fortunate position to be in. I can't complain in the position that I am in right now. So if I don't happen to go number one, number two, number three, number four, it don't matter what number I go, I'm just going to be happy with the team who picked me, and I'm ready to win some championships.
Definitely. And when you're on these team visits, I mean, what are the teams like most about your game, and how how interested they are the teams when you talk to them, besides your, I mean, obviously you're going to be the cornerback, but how interested are those teams, you know, seeing you, you know, return punts or kicks?
Every team that I went to saw me as returning punts and kicks. So, you know, that's a positive. But I want to become an NFL cornerback first. You know, that's my primary position. I don't want to become a great NFL returner before I become a great NFL corner.
No, definitely. That's a great answer to that, Patrick. And, you know, in these last few months, I know, you know, it's probably, you know, been exhausting with the travel, like you said. I mean, who you've been leaning on the most? I mean, who's kind of been, you know, very helpful, you know, kind of been your anchor throughout all this?
My dad and my mom, you know, those guys have always been close to me since I was growing up. And just going through this process, you know, they don't want to see anything happen to me because it's a dream come true. You know, those guys definitely stand in my ear, telling me things I already know, but just reminding me as a 20-year-old young man, I haven't seen everything yet.
Huh.
So, you know, so they just constantly remind me of what's at stake each and every day.
Yeah, definitely, and that's a good foundation to have. Do you think you or your dad, or who's going to be more excited on draft day when you hear your name announced?
My whole family, everybody who's going to come to the draft and support me, because everybody's going to be happy. So I think probably the two most people I can just think of right now is probably my baby sister and my oldest brother.
Excellent. And Patrick, we know you got a lot of other obligations out there, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. But you know, looking at that NFL, and you know, you're going to be on that field this fall. I mean, you know, hypothetical question. I mean, who are some of the receivers that you really look forward to kind of going up against that you've seen on TV?
I mean, I'm looking forward to going up against all the great ones. Larry Fitzgerald, Andre Johnson. You know, you got Donald Driver, Santana Moss. I mean, all the good guys out there. I'm just looking forward to having it, getting a shot to guard some future Hall of Famers. You know, it's going to be fun. And I know those guys have been there, done that in the NFL, and I have to come just be more of a student of the game to help get my hand on a couple balls whenever we do play those guys.
Definitely. And I'll leave you with one last question before we let you go. Once you step on that field, you put that jersey on, whichever jersey that may be, when that opposing team lines up against you, Patrick, which quarterback would you like to, you know, pick off and take back to the house for your first pick six?
I'm a huge Tom Brady fan, so I'd probably say Tom Brady.
Excellent. Well, hey, Patrick, we appreciate you. I definitely think you are the best, most talented player in this upcoming class, and I don't say that to everybody that comes on the show, but I truly, heartfully, the NFL is going to the air. The numbers just speak volumes. I mean, last year was the most passing yards ever in a season. So, I mean, if you want to defend against the air, you need a guy like yourself. So, hey, best of luck. 1 week away, man. And like I said, it's been fun to watch you at LSU, and I can't wait to see what you bring to the NFL table.
Oh, man, thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem at all. That is Patrick Peterson, one of the top draft prospects over the last 20 years at his position, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. We appreciate him taking some time. Obviously, very busy man. I know he just got back from a red-eye flight, but he took some time to join us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Thanks for listening. And if you caught the latest or caught this broadcast late, simply go to www.nfldraftbible.com, and then you can listen to the full podcast of Patrick Peterson, the LSU cornerback.